Blog Talk Radio.
church.
My.
Yes, sir.
My.
Steph couldn't hold it down.
You have won the victory, my brother.
Yeah, you won it. Yes, sir. Thank you for the Holy
Spirit. We here to gather again together. Again, another day, my brother. To lift his name up, because we know if his name be lifted up, he would draw all man into this.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Brother Eric, what we do so good on yesterday that we was worthy of being here again for another day?
Thank you.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us praise his holy name, my brother. Let's praise his holy name. Oh, yes.
Yes,
Lord. Oh, yes. How you feeling this morning, my brother?
Man, we're just thanking God for another blessed day, man, because we just really believe in advance that he's going to do great things. We as believers don't look at the circumstances. We trust in God through it all. You know, somebody know how to praise him when it's down and when it's up.
Yeah.
You know, somebody, even when you think you're at your lowest point, the Bible says we are strong through his blood, you know. And you've been vindicated, man. You know, nothing can hold you down unless you just give it to it. Give it over to it, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I like that. Mm-hmm.
My. My God. Brother Eric, today a little bit I want to talk about glorifying God.
Mm-hmm.
How do we glorify God, Eric? We want to glorify.
Yes.
We want to glorify him. I won't be long today. I'm going to be in and out the way, Brother Eric. But yesterday, we lifted him up. We worshiped him.
Mm-hmm.
Now we just want to glorify him today.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
My.
Yes, sir.
We just want to glorify him today, my brother.
Lift him up. Yes, sir.
Lift him up, my brother. Glorify God. Listen to what it read like right here. Brother Ed.
Yes, sir.
Glory God. Mm-hmm. Start off with a little of a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Glorify God.
Yes, Lord.
Get to it. I'm driving. Well, I just pulled over.
Uh-oh.
I got it right here. Listen to what it read like. Listen what it read like. Brothers and sisters, it says, in view of God's mercy, I offer my body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. Listen to what it read like. This is my spiritual act of worship, Brother Ed. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. This is my spiritual act of worship. It is not in my own strength, for it is you, Lord, who are all the while effectively at work in me.
Come on, man.
Energizing and creating in me the power and desire both to will and work for your good pleasure and satisfy satisfaction and delight.
Mm-hmm.
It says, Father, I will not draw back or shrink in fear, for then your soul would have no delight or pleasure in me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I was brought at a price, Brother Eric. I was brought at a price, purchased with a preciousness and paid for. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Made your very own.
Yes.
Says, so then, I honor you, Lord, to bring glory to you in my body.
My.
Oh, yes. I call you in the day of trouble.
Uh-huh.
You delivered me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Songwriter say, I called you in the day of trouble, and you delivered me. I know what that is. That's Psalms 50 right there, Brother Eric. I call it off the top of my head. He said, I called on you in the day of trouble, and you delivered me. And I shall honor, glorify you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Can somebody say, Can you testify that he delivered you out some things, Brother Ed?
If you have enough time.
I can testify today. And I can say boldly that he delivered me from some things, Brother Ed.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I called on him in the time of trouble, and he delivered me, my brother. I rejoice because you delivered me and drew me to yourself out of the control and dominion of darkness.
Yes, sir.
And transformed me into the kingdom of the Son of your love. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
That's it.
I will confess and praise you, O Lord, my God, with my whole united heart, with all my heart, I will praise and worship you. And I will glorify your name forever and ever.
Stay with it, man.
Oh, yes.
Yes,
this is what it reads like. As a bond servant of Christ Jesus, I receive and develop the talent that have been given me. For I would have you say of me, oh, well done. You upright, honorable, admirable, and faithful servant. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I want him to say, well done, not good and faithful servant, as the King James said on him, Brother Eric. Well done, that good and faithful servant. I want him to say, well done, not good and faithful servant. Says I make use of the gifts according to the grace given me. I let my light so shine before man, that they may see my moral excellence and my praiseworthy, noble, and good deeds, and recognize and honor and praise and glorify my Father. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Uh-oh.
It says, I let my light so shine, Brother Ed. When they look at me, I want them to see and know who I'm serving and know who I'm with. Help me, Holy Spirit. Yeah. I don't want it to be no secret. Who think
there
I'm
you
on,
go.
Brother
there you
oh,
go.
Yeah.
Should be no
oh,
doubt.
Yeah. Oh, it should be no doubt. And they recognize all my good deeds and honor and praise my Father and glorify my Father who is in heaven. In the name of Jesus, I allow my life to lovingly express truth in all things, speaking truth, feeling truth, and living in truth. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It says, whatever I do, no matter what it is, in word or in deed, I do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. And then depend upon his person, giving praise to God, the Father, through him. Whatever may be my task, Brother Eric, I work at it heartily for the soul as something done for the Lord and not for man. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. To God, the Father, be all the glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
My.
Well, you own something.
To glorify. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you as humble as we can this morning, Lord, as humble servants of you, Lord. Just want to glorify you this morning, Lord. We want to show you that we're worthy. We're worthy of serving you this morning, Lord. We just want to praise you and honor you, Lord. Lord, I'm praying right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you touch us right now, that you be with us, Lord, that you have your way in this circle, that you have your way on this line right now, Lord, that you move in the mighty way. Help us to do good deeds and to do works, Lord, to make it honorable to you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm praying that the meditation of my mind and the words of my mouth be acceptable in thy sight. I'm praying that you just let it flow off my tongue like the rivers of living water right now. Lord, give me the right words to say, the right scripture right now in the name of Jesus to speak, Lord, to do your will, to show good deeds, and to do what it is that you set me forth to do. Lord, I'm praying for every man and woman under the sound of my voice. Lord, I'm praying, Father God, that you give knowledge, wisdom, and understanding to your word. Lord, that you remove anything that's not in your liking right now, Father God, but that you touch them and help them along the way right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Have your way. Not my will, but let your will be done. Not our will, but let your will be done in us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank God.
Amen.
Brother Ed.
Yes, sir.
My first stop is going to be Romans.
Okay.
12. I'm gonna start at chapter 12, verse 1.
Romans 12, chapter.
I won't be long this morning, my brother. I'm here for a purpose. I want to get the point across real fast.
Okay.
Romans 12 and 1. A little sacrifice. That's what it read.
There you
want to read like, my brother. It read like this. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, offer your body as a living sacrifice, holy, pleasing to God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I want to get straight to the point. No chasing, Brother Eric. I want to get straight to it. Listen to what it reads like. I'm going to start all over again. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in the view of God's mercy, to offer your body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. It said, this is your true proper worship. My. This is your true and proper worship. I always say it, Brother Eric. I say a dog is put here on earth to bark. A bird is put here to fly and to chirp. A lion is put here to roar. A fish is put here to swim. Human beings are put here to worship God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It says right here that this is your true and proper worship. To have your body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good and pleasing and perfect will. My.
Well, you know something.
My. Listen what it read like, Brother Eric.
Yes,
it
sir.
Says, by the grace given me, I say to everyone of you, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance
yes,
with
sir.
The faith God has distributed to each of you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same functions, Brother Eric. So in Christ, we, though many, from one body, and each member belong to all the others. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It says, we have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy according with your faith. If it is to serve, then serve. If it is to teach, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is to give, then give generously. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If it's to lead, then if it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully.
My, it's in the book.
Oh, it's in the book. It's in the book, my brother. Let me keep on going for a second. Let me keep on going. Listen what it says. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourself. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual favor. Serving the Lord. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Serving the Lord.
Serving the Lord.
It says, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer, Brother Eric. Faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality.
That's it. That's it.
Put your finger right there for a minute, Brother Eric, and go over Philippians 2. Philippians 2. I'm going to start at 12 right here.
Okay.
I'm going to start at 12.
2 and 12.
It says right here, 2 and 12. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Continue to work out your own salvation, Brother. You got to be accountable for yourself. Help me, Holy Spirit. Continue to work out your own salvation. I'm stuck right there for a minute. Continue to work out your own salvation. Continue to work out your own salvation. Listen what it really like. With fear and trembling. For it is God whose works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose.
Well, is it there?
Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may be blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a rapt and crooked generation. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. My. Did you hear what it read like, Brother Eric?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Do everything without grumbling and arguing so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a rapt and crooked generation. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Then you will shine amongst them like stars in the sky. Oh, that when they look at you, you should have a brightness on you, Brother Eric. Oh, when they when they look at you, they should know that who you serve. He said, then you will shine. My brother, he said, then you will shine amongst them like stars in the sky as you hold firm to the word of life. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Hey, Brother Randy, Brother
and
Randy.
Then, my
hey, Brother Randy. Let me put something right there. When you are walking with Christ, like, when you are walking with Christ, and you are, you know, God is dwelling in you. When you get amongst people, they should know that you're in the wrong places. Sometimes there's a man while you here. You know what I'm talking about? Because that's when the devil saw Jesus walk up. He asked Jesus, why did you come up? When that man had all the spirits in him, why did he come up? It wasn't the time for him to come at that time. But when God's spirit is in you, brother, and you get among people, they're going to feel that spirit, man. That evil spirit knows you around. So he's going to try to what?
Okay.
He's going to try to show. If you don't watch it, he'll try to show you out. You know, but I'm reading this scripture here. It said, let your light shine. Okay, bro.
Oh, yeah. Let your light shine.
Let your light shine. Yeah. So God be glorified.
I'm stuck, Brother Eric.
I got to
get it all again. I got to get it one more time. If I can, one more time. It says, do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure. Children of God without fault in a rapt and crooked generation. Then you will shine amongst them like stars
in the sky
as you hold firm to the word of life. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And then I will be able to boost on the day of Christ. I did not run a labor in vain. I did not run or labor in vain. My works did not go in vain. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But even if I am being poured out like a drink, Brother Eric, offering on the sacrifice and service coming from your faith, I am glad to rejoice with all of you. So you too shall be glad and rejoice with me.
Yes, sir.
My.
Yes, sir.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. My.
Oh, he got you.
My.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Eric, wow.
Yes, sir.
Wow. I'm going over Psalm 50, Brother Eric.
Psalm 50.
The songwriter got to say over here. I'm starting at one.
Okay.
Listen, read like. It says, the mighty one, God, the Lord, speaks and summons the earth from the raising of the sun to where it sets. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. For Zion, perfect and beautiful in beauty, God shines forth. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. God shines forth.
Mm-hmm.
Our God comes and will not be silent. A fire devours before him.
Yes.
And around him, a tempest rage. He summons the earth above and the earth that he may judge his people. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Oh.
Gather to me this consecrated people who made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens proclaim his righteousness. For he is the God of justice. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Listen to what it reads like. Listen, my people, and I will speak. I will testify against you, Israel. I am God, your God. I bring no charge against you concerning your sacrifices or concerning your burnt offering. Which are ever before me. I have no need of a bull from your stall or a goat from your pen. For every animal of the forest is mine, and the cattle on a thousand hills. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, he's telling you, what can you give me that I need, Brother Eric?
I own it.
Oh, he's telling you, hey, he said, I own it. He said, I own it. I have no need of a bull from the star or a goat from your pen. For every animal, he said, of the forest is mine. And the cattle on a thousand hills. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I know every bird, he said. In the mountains, and the insects in the field are mine. If I was hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine and all that is in it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
All right.
Oh, my. I do not eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats. Sacrifice offering to God, fulfill your vows to the Most High, and call on me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you will honor me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, but to the wicked people, God says, listen what he says. What right have you to receive my law or take my covenant?
Uh-huh.
On your lips. You hate my instructions and cast my words behind you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When you see a thief, you join with them. You throw in your lot with adulterers. You use your mouth for evil and harmless, your tongue to deceit. You set and testify against your brother. And slander your own mother and son. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When you did these things and I kept silent, you thought I was exactly like you. Oh, my. But I now arraign you and set my accusation before you. Consider this. You who forgot God, or I will tear you to pieces. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. With no one to rescue you. Listen to what he said. It said, consider this, Brother Eric. You who forgot God, you who forgot about God, or didn't glorify him, or didn't lift him up, and didn't praise, he said, I will tear you to pieces. With no one to rescue you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. My. My. Pieces. You who forgot about me. So glad I ain't forgot about you, Brother Eric.
Boy, you own something there, boy. You own something there.
Go up to Psalms 86. 86. My.
So it's the same book, huh? Okay.
It's in the book. It's in the same book. Oh, yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My. This is what it reads like. Hear me, Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. See, David was calling on the Lord. Hear me, Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Guard my life, for I am faithful to you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Save your servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Have mercy on me, Lord. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. For I call to you all day long. Bring joy to your servant, Lord. Put my trust in you. My. You, Lord, are forgiving and good, abounding in love to all who call to you. He said, hear my prayers, Lord. Listen to my cry for mercy. When I am in distress, I call to you because you answer me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Amongst the gods, there is none like you, Lord. I'm going to say that one more time. Amongst the gods, there is none like you, Lord. No deeds can compare with yours. All the nations you have made will come and worship before you, Lord. They will bring glory to your name. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. For you are great and do marvelous deeds. You alone are God. Listen to what it reads like. Listen to what it reads like. It says, teach me your ways, Lord, that I may rely on your faithfulness. It give me an undivided heart that I may fear your name, Lord. I will praise you, Lord, my God, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forever. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm feeling David on this. He crying out, Brother Eric. I feel David on this right here. He said, I will glorify your name forever. For great is your love towards me. You have delivered me from the depths and the realm of the dead. Ignorant fools are attacking me, oh God. Ruthless people are trying to kill me. They have no regard for you, but you, Lord, are a compassionate and gracious God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Oh, you're on something.
Oh. He said, listen what he said. Ignorant fools are attacking me, Brother Ed. Oh, God. Ruthless people are trying to kill me. He said, they have no regard for you, Lord, but you, Lord, are compassionate and gracious. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It says, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. Turn to me and have mercy on me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Show your strength in behalf of your servant. Save me because I serve you. Just as my mother did. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Save me because I serve you just as my mother did. Just as my mother taught me, Brother Eric. Just as my grandmother and my daddy taught me. Help me, Holy Spirit. Give me a sign of goodness that my enemies may see it and be put to shame. For you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Are you on something?
My.
Are you on something?
I'm almost done, my brother. My God.
He blessed me, let him use you.
Lord. Go with Matthew 25, Brother Eric. Matthew 25.
Matthew 25.
Yes, sir. We want to glorify God. We want to glorify Him today, Brother Eric. Mm-hmm. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Listen what it reads like. This is how we glorify Him, Brother Eric. It says, I'm at 14. I'm talking about the parables of the bags of gold right here. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm talking about the bags of gold, the bags of gold right here. It says, again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servant and entrusted his wealth with them. To the one, he gave five bags of gold, Brother Eric. Listen to what it reads like. It's in the book, Brother Eric. To one, he gave five bags of gold. To another, he gave two bags, and to another, he gave one bag, each according to his ability. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Listen to what it reads like. We got to glorify him today. It says, then he went on his journey. The man who had received five bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gained five more bags, Brother Eric. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Listen to what it reads like. So also, the one with the two bags of gold gained two more bags. But the man who had received one bag went off, dug a hole in the ground and hid his. He just hid. He ain't do nothing with it. Nothing fruitful with it. He ain't do nothing with it. He ain't glorify God in no kind of way with it. Help me, Holy Spirit. Listen to what he said. He ain't glorify his master in no kind of way with it. He just went and hid it. He ain't do nothing with it. help me, Holy Spirit. He ain't do nothing with the gift, Brother Eric. He ain't do nothing with it. He ain't try to make nothing off of it and make it fruitful and grow like the other two servants did with the master's money. He just dug a hole and put it in there. Listen to what it read like. It says, after a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled account with them. The man who had received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. It says, see, I have gained 5 more. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Listen to what it read like, brother. It says, his master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. Listen, well done, good. I can't wait to hear that from my Lord and say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. It says, you have been faithful with a few things. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I will put you in charge of many. Brother Eric, I can't lie about this now. It's in the book. It's in the book. He said, you have been faithful with a few things. Now
right,
I will
right.
put you in charge of many things. It says, come and share with your master's happiness. The man with the 2 bags of gold also came. Master said, you entrusted me with 2 bags of gold. See, I have gained 2 more. He said, he replied, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. Now I will put you in charge of many things. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Well, you awesome,
then the man who had received 1 bag of gold came. Master, he said, I know that
Master.
You are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered your seed. It says, so I was afraid, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, and went out
did.
And hid the gold in the ground. He says, see, here is what belongs to you. His master said, listen to what the master replied, you wicked, lazy servant. Listen to what he said. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gathered where I have not scattered seed. Well, then, you should have put my money on deposit with the banker so that
there
when I return, I would have received it back with interest. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, my. He said so he would receive it back with interest. Oh, he want interest on the gifts he give you, Brother Eric. He wants you to do things with him, be fruitful with him, and glorify him as you do it. Help me, Holy Spirit. Glorify him.
You know,
kingdom build, Brother Eric. Kingdom
yes,
build.
Yes, sir.
My. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags. He took the bag of gold and gave it to the one who has 10 bags. Don't you know that God will take your gift and give it to somebody who's going to be useful for it? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Don't you know God will take your gift if you're not doing nothing with it? The one that's fruitful, the one that's doing his will, the one that's that's kingdom building. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I don't know why I'm there, brother. But people don't understand. God will take your gift if you hindering yourself, if you not doing what you're supposed to be doing with it and give it to somebody that's going to do something with it.
Yes, sir.
My. It says, for whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them and thrown that worthless servant out into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
That's it.
He got hit. He can't use you, brother. He's going to throw you out. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He needs people that's going to advance the kingdom of God.
Oh, that's helping. Help me.
Help me.
Oh, yes, sir. You're awesome.
My. We got to glorify him in everything we do, Brother Eric.
Everything.
We got to glorify anything he give us. We got to glorify God with it. Oh, help
you
me, Holy
Spirit. Lifting up.
Anytime you sit down at the table before you eat, you thank God for it. I can assure that you do that every day, Brother Eric.
Yes, sir.
Anytime you wake up in the morning, roll out your bed, you just say thank you, Jesus, for another day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Anytime we do things, we got to glorify God. We got anytime He give us something, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
We got to glorify, yes, him, Brother Eric.
You know what? I started glorifying him even more. Can I tell you why? Hey, man, the man.
Yeah.
You know what happened? He took me from this old sinful lifestyle and put my feet on some solid ground. It was sinking, man. Hey, you ever had rockets on your feet? I was going so fast to hell. I had rockets going there. I didn't have no problem. I woke up with sin, went to sleep with sin. I just love sin. But boy, when he put that taste of that love on, put that love on, he did that. You know, what's profitable for God? See, God don't want us to be lifted up. He want us to be. He want His light to shine us, so he be lifted up. When people see you, how charismatic you are. It ain't how many scriptures you know. They need to know that you, what you preaching and teaching, or you living what you're doing. See, because some people get the energy off of you. Some people get the energy off of us. Somebody said, "Well, I saw him over here, but he didn't act the same over there." You see what I'm saying? So God wants to be He wants to be that light, man. We got to stop putting our light under that bush, man. How can a light shine if you don't let God be the glory in it? Help me, Holy Spirit. It's time. Hey, man, every time you come through, every time you look on social media, it's time for God to be glorified, man. The devil is a lie.
Oh, yeah.
God's digging this problem, man. Yeah, we get the devil to be the He ain't winning nothing. He ain't going to win nothing. Yes, sir.
My. Put your finger right there and go over to Colossians 1.
Gotcha.
Chapter 1. Verse 3, I'm going to start at, Brother Eric. Verse 3. Listen to what it read like. It says, we always thank God. Help me, Holy Spirit. listen what it read like, brother. What I say, we always thank God. I go out to my brother. We always thank God when God give us something, when he put food in front of us, or when he wake us up in the morning, or when he get us along the way, when he keep us from danger, seen and unseen, brother. We just glorify him and thank him because we know he kept us out the ways of some things, and we know he kept our enemies from attacking us, and he covered us out for some things. Listen what it read like. It says, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you. Help me, Holy Spirit, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all God's people.
That's good.
It says the faith and the love that springs from the hope stored up from you in heaven and above, which you have already heard in the true message of the gospel, Brother Ed. Listen what it relates. It says that has come to you. In the same way, the gospel is bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world, brother. Help me. It has been going amongst you since the day you heard it and truly understood God's grace. Help me.
You hear that, man? That was confirmation.
Was it confirmation, my brother? Was it confirmation?
Confirmation, man.
Lord,
that was confirmation, man.
My.
He confirmed it, man. The testament. Well, I know I'm right about it. See, God ain't gonna. Watch this, brother, man. God is not gonna let you be looking like no fool. He said His word would not come back void. If you strong enough, watch this here, in faith, and stand in the middle of a whole crowd and say, Lord, He's a Maywaker. He's a promise keeper. You know, it ain't just a song with me because I know he done it. I know he done it, brother. It ain't just a song with me. Yeah. I might can't sing a lick, but I know the words because it is my heart. Come on, man. Come on back at me.
Listen, what I read, like, man. It said, you learned it from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf, and who has also told us of your love in the Spirit.
Come on, man.
Says, for this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We continuously ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and pleasing him in every way. Listen to what it reads like, Brother Eric. We're supposed to glorify God in everything we do. Help me, Holy Spirit. We're supposed to glorify. It says, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and pleasing him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm getting excited, Brother Eric. Growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you might have great endurance and patience in giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you. Who has qualified you, Brother Eric? Giving joyful thanks to the Father who have qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sin. My. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. My. My God. My. Brother Eric, where you got? I ran you off. Too hot in the kitchen, Brother Eric. My.
He might have clicked over, Randy, but I'm here. You ain't by yourself.
Yeah. My. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Help me.
I just got back on. I've been low, but I'm listening.
Yes, Lord. I'm gone. I got one more, and I'm going to get on out the way here. Ephesians 4:1. We got to glorify him, Nutty. We got to glorify God, man. We got to glorify him. To glorify God.
Yes, sir. Lift him up.
Put a smile
on his face. He'll put a smile on his face at the end.
Listen to what it reads like, brother. This is what it reads like. It says, as a prisoner for the Lord, then urge you to live a life worthy.
You doing something.
Brother Eric, listen.
You doing something.
Read like.
Listen
what it reads like. As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It says, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, and one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all in all. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Ooh. Man, that can't be in the book, man. Where'd you get this stuff from, man? Found another book you want to put?
It's in there, Brother Eric. It's in there. It's in there.
Okay. Man, you own something.
Oh, my God. Listen to what it reads like. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. It says, this is why it say, when he ascended on high, he took many captives and gave gifts to his people, Brother Ed. What does ascending mean except that he also descended to the low earthly region? He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
you. He said, so Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers to equip his people, works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I can't make
you hear what he said, did you, Brother Randy? He said, so the body, what? Say it one more time.
Oh, so the body can be built up, Brother Eric. So the body of Christ.
You know why he said it? So you know why he said it, right? Brother Randy's saying that because this is the things you have to have a church. This is the thing you have to have.
Yeah.
You have to have this in church. You know what I'm talking about? That's what he's saying. That's why he said body.
Yeah.
So, yeah, body. So you got to have, they call it the fivefold ministry. You've got to have this in your church. You can't even exist without this in your church. I'm giving you some good stuff now. I'm giving you some good stuff.
Man. Listen, what I got to go one more time on that. It says, so Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers, to equip his people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up, so we can kingdom build, Brother Eric, until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, obtaining the whole measure of the faith of the fullness of Christ.
Woo.
My.
Well, you stepping on me, boy. You better leave me alone.
Oh. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by waves and blown here and there by every wave of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people and their deceitful schemes, Brother Eric. Instead, we speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect and mature body of him who is the head. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That is Christ. For him,
boy,
the whole body joined and healed together, every supporting limb grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its works. My brother.
You awesome now.
My.
Hey, Brother Randy. If you're not gonna be there at the King James, if you don't mind.
Come on, brother.
Oh, look how I read out of King James now. We're over here in Ephesians chapter 4 and 14, right? Look how I read. He said that we henceforth be no more children tossed and thrown and carried about every wind of doctrine by the sight of man. Look what he said. In the cunning and craftiness whereby they lie. You could say, he didn't say lie. He said lie and wait to deceive. Man, we have to watch. You can't eat off every table, man. Once you get the word of God, you got to watch. You just can't go, that's Dr. Eric. Let's go listen to Dr. Eric. And Dr. Eric tell you about the Jesus ain't real. You need to follow me because I got the right way. Man, you got to watch who you get your information.
That's why you got to read to find yourself.
Hey, brother.
You got to read.
Hey, brother Randy, you'd be surprised. People lean on other people. They teach it and don't go back and study it for themselves. That's why I write down every scripture. If it's something we were said on this show, you don't understand. I will give you to it. I will text it to you, let you know. You can go back and read it for yourself. We're coming out the Holy Bible. We ain't coming out nothing but the Holy Bible. You know what I'm talking about? That's why he said, it's some people. Hey, brother man, he said, Connie, there are some people out there so charismatic. They sound so elegant.
They
sound
crafty.
So
yeah, they sound so good. Yeah.
And man, they'll,
yeah,
they'll persuade you, man. So my name is Eric, man.
Oh, yes. Man, I'm trying to tell you. Yeah, they crafty. They crafty.
Yeah. But they, but hey, they you know, look what happened one time. They was going up to this gate. They called Beautiful. Can I talk to you for a minute? They were going up to this gate.
Come on, brother, and
the man was sitting there asking for alms one day, right? And they stopped.
Yeah.
Him, you know, and Peter, yeah, and James and John looked down on the young man and said, "Go, I don't have, but such I have." He told me, what he got? He got the love of God. Look what he did. He reached out,
yeah,
and grabbed that man. Man, they walked over 38 years. He reached out and grabbed that man. The Bible said,
yeah,
all the people leaped up. He leaped up. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm going somewhere when I say this here. The people on the sidelines, help me, Holy Spirit. You know, the people on the sidelines,
yeah,
said, these people are unlearned. How they could do something like that? You hear what I'm saying? This. You know, see, you got the Holy Ghost, brother, right? It takes the,
yeah,
Holy Ghost to get, wake up every morning and do what you do. It takes the Holy Ghost,
oh, yeah,
to give you that urge to get up and want to thank God all day long. Man, you are representing,
oh,
the Christ,
yeah,
man. You don't have to have,
oh,
no title,
yeah, glory,
to represent the Christ.
Glory. Yeah. Glory.
I'm going to leave it alone, man. Go ahead, brother. I'm going to leave it alone. You got something going on.
My. May God be in the blessings of his word, my brother. That's it. That's all I got. May God be in the blessings of his word. Yes. Watch this, though.
Yes. Your song.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jesus. You're a way maker. And we appreciate him.
Yes, sir.
Way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Can we say that together? Cry, Waymaker, say.
Waymaker,
miracle.
Miracle worker,
promise
keeper. Promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is.
Yes, sir.
Let's declare it together. Waymaker. Yeah.
Miracle worker.
Oh, my.
Promise keeper. Light in the darkness. My God, that is,
yes,
who you are.
You are here. Turning lives around. I worship. I worship you. You are here, mending every heart. I worship you. I worship you. Everybody cry. Waymaker.
Waymaker. Light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Let's declare it together. Waymaker, Lord.
Waymaker,
my, that song testified to me, brother Eric. Wait a minute.
Man, it testified to us.
Promise keeper. Light in the darkness. Oh, help me.
Yes, sir.
My.
Well, you on something now. You on something now.
Open it up, my brother. Talk to you. Open it up. I'm out the way.
If you want to... You want to come in and say how God bless you, or you need prayer, or or you just want to wave your hand, it's a good time to get on board. You know, you can come in and speak. It doesn't matter who you are, you know. This platform is open.
Well, good morning, y'all. I'm speaking.
Good morning. Come on with it now.
Brother Nutty, is that Brother Madman, is that you?
Yes,
that's
sir.
Brother Madman, yeah. That's Brother Madman.
How you feeling this morning, my brother? How you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good, real good.
God bless you, man. God bless you.
I ain't even smoked one yet.
Oh, Lord. Hey, plus. Say, man. Say that.
Madman. Come on now.
And I'm still feeling good, Nutty, and I'm feeling good.
All right, that's awesome.
All righty.
Hey, Flock, you open, Flock.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. Hey, I just wanted to point out something, man. I met most of y'all through this whole racing and stuff that we do, but I want to say something, man. I really noticed a change in some of the people. I don't want to stir up the pot. I'm going to name a few names that I've seen some big change in, some that I ain't seen no change in. But that's not a bad thing. I say this, I seen a real big change in Ren. And I seen a good amount of change in Nutty. And I say that because in this old tough racing game we do, the talk is tough, and you know you have to have a tough attitude. And both of these guys have really kind of softened up and, you know, put God first in their life. And they've shied away from some of the things that they used to do. And that's a great thing. So just know that they're being watched. And people like myself, you know, I admire that. Because I don't think I'm all the way right. But I figure if I hang in good company enough, long enough, I get right. And on another note, I'm going to say this, too, just to throw out. I seen quite a bit of change in Brother D. I don't know if he on or not, but you know, I have seen some change in him as well. But on another note, I'm gonna say I've never seen any change in just this one person, and that's you, Eric. I ain't seen no change, because from day one when we had our conversation, you told me where you were in life and your mindset and all that. And you have not once wavered from that. So you're to be admired and acknowledged as well. So, and I kind of want to get on Randy a little bit. Because Randy, I don't know if you was out of line this morning or not, but it sounded like you was glorifying God, man. Is that what you were doing? Sound like Randy was over there glorifying God.
Yeah, you know I was glorifying this morning.
He guilty.
Yeah,
I'm
guilty. Yeah, he guilty.
Guilty.
Well, great show, Joe. Yeah, hey, Randy, I'm going to say one other thing, too. Some mornings, my mindset be bad. But I'm going to tell you what was really motivational. I take it, and sometimes I call in just on the front end of the show. And after I hear it, I'm guilty of hanging up. But, man, your prayer in the morning, your prayer in the morning is strong, man. It's real strong. Every morning you do it. And sometimes, Randy, I just say, man, I'm going to call in. I'm going to get that prayer. And then I'm going to be out to do my own little thing.
Yeah.
But it's strong, Randy, and I appreciate it.
So God be the glory, man. God be the glory, man.
For all the things.
God be the glory.
I'm mad at you, Flock.
Why is that, man? Why is that?
You didn't see the change in me.
Hey, man. We'll discuss that. Hey, on our own.
All right, I agree with that.
Okay.
Sister Emily, mother, you open.
Hey, guys. So once again, you guys have really helped me this morning. And I wanted to tell y'all, too, that I had forgotten about, but you can go on Blog Talk Radio and pull up your segment. So you can actually, if you miss it, because I do miss sometimes the beginning, and I jump on the end. back and actually listen, because sometimes I am driving and I can't write down scripture. So you can actually go back and listen to y'all's shows and take those notes. So I just didn't know if anybody knew that you could do that. And I think that's awesome, because I like to do that because I miss things sometimes too. And when there was so much from yesterday and today, I get overwhelmed. I'm like, oh, wow, that I have a lot to say. And then I get on here and then I'm like, I go blank. But when we're talking about how God changes us, and people, when you say you're a Christian, they are. They're watching you. They're watching everything you do when you're at the track, when you're at home, when you're at work, when you're driving down the road. People are watching you, and they have these higher expectations of you. Like many, many, many years ago, me and Emily's dad were divorced, and I had some issues with her stepmom. And one of my dear friends that I hung out with the whole time that I was married to Emily's dad, my best friend, her oldest daughter, I went home to visit Emily. And I was talking to him about what was going on, and her daughter was like, Jennifer, what is wrong with you? Because normally the old you would be done, said something to the stepmom or wanted to go kick her butt or something, because that's just how I was. She's like, but you're just like, chill, you just like kind of just let it go. And I was like, well, it's because, you know, God doesn't want me to act that way. I need to change how I do it. Doesn't mean that I don't acknowledge what she did. It's just I have to be the better person in handling it. And then, like you guys were talking about, sometimes how people they try to sway you to the other side, or they profess that they are Christians, but then they only use the scriptures for what they want to, or they'll have a talk show and they're praising God and all of this, and then come Saturday at the track, they're a totally different person. And it throws a lot of people who are not, who are new to Christ, who are new believers. For me, it doesn't sway me, because I know where my feet are planted and I am planted deep in God. But for some of the people who are just coming to Christ and they see that, it gives them kind of mixed signals, you know, like, okay, is this how we're supposed to be? And now, do not get me wrong, because I blow it daily sometimes with my mouth, because I am a hothead, but I've been working on it better to do things differently or say things differently. So it is, you know, in the scripture, reading it and meditating on it. And what really changed my life was probably 15 years ago when I had to put my son in a Christian home and for troubled teens. And we had to go weekly, drive an hour to Orlando for Christian counseling as individuals, as a family, parenting classes. And it really worked through a lot of things from my past and to help me to learn how to cling through God, because some of the things that I've gone through, people were like, I don't know how you got through that. But when you go through those tough times, God gives you exactly what you need right then to get you through it. And it may not be what somebody else would need to get through that situation, because there's people that go through things that I don't know how I would get through it, but I do know how I would get through it, because God would guide us through it if we lean on Him. And during that time, 15 years ago, I've always been in church. I've always read my Bible. I know a lot of the scriptures that you guys quote, and I sit there and just repeat it as y'all are saying it too. But it's what, you know, you have to just keep it deep in your soul and try to walk that walk and give things to God instead of you trying to take it in your own hands. And I try to do that a lot too, but I'm trying to do a lot better, especially with this year. It's been one of the craziest years in history, I think, of going through all of this craziness. And I'm just thankful for you guys' show and allowing me to come on and listen and to be a part of it. And I'm just very thankful for you guys.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. We love that. Love that and care. We love it. Hey, I'm going to tell you this. Hey, sister, you're not talking. We can't hear us now. We've got that. You got that dog.
Can you hear me?
You open the envelope. You open.
Okay. All right. I have a verse for the day. It says, for as he thinks within himself, so he is. And that's Proverbs 23, verse 7.
Proverbs 20 what now?
23.
Okay. Verse what?
7.
Okay.
7.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Gotcha.
Can you read that one more time, Emily? I didn't catch it. 23, 7. What was it?
Proverbs.
For as he thinks within himself, so he is. Battlefield of the mind.
That's a good one there. I like
that. I think that just says a lot, because if you think negative, you know, you start talking negative. You have to clear those thoughts with positive thoughts. That's where it starts.
Yeah, you correct. You correct. You know, I've learned that we use it. It's not a proverb. It says this here, that if we have a problem or something with someone, or we have problems, when you are voicing things, sometimes people take it the wrong way. You know what I mean? But I do know one thing: God would use someone to correct you. Don't never forget that. God can use somebody to correct you. I'm telling you, some people that said something to me. Even Brother Flock, you know, Brother Madman, they said some things to me. I looked at it not as they was doing me wrong. I looked to see what I was doing wrong, why they say that. You see what I'm saying? So as you grow, you don't challenge everything people face. You try to find something out of that. What's in it? Because it might be you. God might be using that person to talk. You know, have you ever been there? You got something from somebody, you said, man, why this person say that? He or she ain't got that right. Then yeah, but when you walk with God uses faithful against his people. God uses faithful. Be hard. So I know God will use anybody. We just have to be in prayer. Then when we do with love and peace. Though that's why I'm at with it. You know.
Yes.
Love
yes.
And peace.
That's true. And I learned
love.
Too when 15 years ago when in the parenting classes. One night they opened it up for parents to just share things. And it had been on my heart for many years, just the things that I was learning through counseling that happened to me as a young girl growing up, that I had to start sharing my story. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to do this. And we're sitting in the chapel one night with Pastor Frank, and they're calling people, and I'm like, nope, nope, nope. I'm arguing with God sitting there. I am not standing up because I don't like standing up and talking in front of people. I have a hard time just speaking with you guys, and y'all can't even see me. I think I sound crazy sometimes, but I was like, no, I'm not getting up. I'm not getting up. I'm not speaking. I'm not sharing. And I got, next thing I knew, I was standing up, and I was sharing just a little tidbit. And when I sat down, y'all said the scripture today, God was telling me, well done, good and faithful servant, because that's what he wanted me to do, is to step out of that comfort level and share those things. And over the years, I know that's what he still wants me to do, and I kind of put it away sometimes. And the thing that got me the past 2 days you guys were talking about is, like, when God gives you those gifts, and if you don't use those gifts, he'll give them to somebody else. And I'm sitting here thinking, oh, no, 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 I want that. I want my gifts back. I want what he tells me. So I've been praying. I'm like, okay, God, use me as your vessel. And minister to who
wow.
I need to, not only to other people, but to myself too. Because sometimes people would make you think, because you've done these things in the past, that who are you to talk to anybody or help them? Who are you now to do that? Well, we all have a checkered past. You know, we all have something. You know, sin is sin. And that's what the devil wants us to do, is to put a trap on our mouth. And I know that every time I step out of that box, the devil is throwing things at me, and it's how I handle those things. I have to stand back, and I throw them back at him. I'm like, not today. I'm moving on, and you just have to keep pushing forward and pushing through those things, because it is going to be difficult and hard.
I had to tamper with my Bible the other day.
What did you say?
Yes, yeah, thank you, Beavis.
But y'all, as long as we staying connected, as long as we're doing right, the trial, don't meet every trial as a negative. You know what I'm talking about? Meet it as God is preparing you for the next journey. Meet it that whatever you're going through, like you just said, sis, that it might be helping someone down the line that we can help. You know what I'm talking about? And you know what? I know God. I don't care how filthy you think you were or are. God can still use you. You know what? He can clean you up or he can make you be more. People say, I know that girl. I know her. I know Eric. I'm going to tell you something. I'm a prime believer. If you knew my story, would you still listen to me? I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you what God loves. He has changed me, but I ain't always been what I'm at today. And I still got a whole lot of long way to go. Because I've learned, every time I open up that Bible, somebody can be a testament with this. You can read a scripture today and go back 2 or 3 days or a month later, he give you a total different revelation, man. So I never stopped learning. I never stopped receiving because you never know where you can be helped. I don't care how long.
Yes.
Yeah. If anybody else, you know, it's open because it's like God is really helping us today. If anybody else want to testify or prayer, or just want to wave their hand, you can hit the one button. We'll open you up. It's a good day now. It's a good day. It's a good day.
It's a great day. Great day. Great day.
There you go. There you go. Brother Nutt, you open there. If you want to say something, I see you hit the one.
No, Eric, I had fell off and I was getting back. I had fell off and I just got back on.
Okay.
I'm just sitting back enjoying, saving, and absorbing all this. I got something on my mind. I'll tell you about it later.
Okay.
You pretty much know about it already, but.
Okay. Everybody know now. Hey, I got this in Flock, man. He helped me with that one. You know I'm a little slow. I'm on Texas. They kind of slow, you know what I'm talking about. We ain't no background now. Be still and hope and watch the salvation of God. But let me say this here, because I feel the joy. Hey, don't you know people get up miserable, go to sleep miserable and get up miserable? Don't you know we need to laugh more?
Yeah.
At least up this press. That's when we end this service today, because I believe that's what it is. Man, put a joy in your heart the day that you got up and heard God's word. Heard a prayer, heard a testimony. Thank God for that, because everybody don't get it. People are so miserable. And you know what I'm talking about? And don't have to be miserable, man. God just want to cultivate our heart. Because you know what? I don't know if y'all ever read that thing I put up there. I always put some kind of scripture up there. The scripture said, blessed are the pure. You know what? And look what this is. For they shall see God. The pure in heart. To see God. So I'm telling you, man, we are striving to something that don't even worry about what we got going on right now. Don't even let nobody distract you. Keep pressing on. Keep lifting his name up. Man, you're not going to know everything. You're not going to understand everything. But you do know one thing. You know where your salvation is before you leave this earth. You know you cannot tell us, well, we can't put you in heaven. You got that thing there. You have to do on your own. Because Randy read the scripture said we have to search out our own salvation. We have to do this before we leave this body, man. Don't think you can make it the next hour. Don't think you can make it the next day. We don't know. So please stay connected. Don't let nobody take your happy. You know I'm a little country boy. Don't let nobody take your joy. Don't let nobody. Don't give them that. Don't give them that.
Yes.
Thank God for what God gave you. He woke you up. Matter of fact, somebody knows. Don't you know people wish they can breathe on their own? Oh, you know, I ain't talking about the coronavirus. That's before corona. They wish they could walk, wave their hand, get in the car. Sometimes people go out that side they can say, which car I want to drive. Come on, man. Somebody can go in the icebox and look at it. Oh, I guess I eat some bacon. I guess I eat some chicken. Go to the pantry. I got all kind of stuff in there. People wish they had that. Man, thank God for what you got. I don't know why I'm there. Y'all pray for me, though, but thank God for what you have because you don't have to have it, man. And if he tell you to give something to somebody, God, the same God give it, same God will take it from you.
Amen.
Be merciful. Show peace. Show love, man. I know it sounds weak. I know it sounds weak to some people, but not to a believer. It don't sound weak because that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to help one another. We're supposed to help one another. It's mandatory that we help one another. Now, again, Mom, I ask you if anybody want to say something before we go on, you can do it at this time. If you want prayer, or if you just want to wave your hand, you can do it. You just hit the one button, we'll bring you in. If not, we're going to get on out of here. Okay, if there's anybody willing to pray before we leave, get us out here and they can do that.
You got to stand up here. Pray.
Okay. Okay. Hey, sis. How you doing, sis?
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Good morning.
I just wanted to wave a hand and say good morning. Obviously, from day to day, hearing the word is always a blessing and nourishment to our souls.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
I can also pray about it.
There you go. There you go.
Okay.
There you go. No, come on.
All right. If every head and every heart can surrender their hearts to God.
Mm-hmm.
Heavenly Father, we just come before you today, Lord God. Thanking you, Father God, for each person that's on this line today, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that you allowed us, Lord God, to be united in your truth, in your word, Lord God. Lord, you said, Father God, that your word is the bread of life, and we shall eat from it. So we pray, Lord God, that each person on this line, Father God, will continue to crave and hunger and thirst for the righteousness of you. Lord, you said, Father God, that if we thirst for the righteousness of you, Lord God, that you will give us the water from the well, Father God, and we will thirst no more.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you, Father God. We pray, Lord God, that you will continue, Lord God, to protect us as we come and as we go. We pray, Lord God, that as we sleep in our beds at night, Father God, that you will continue to be Jehovah Nisi, a banner of protection, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for being our refuge and our strength, Father God. At times when we feel discouraged or we feel weak, Father God, you strengthen us, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for we know, Lord God, that our help comes from you. You are the creator of earth. Lord, we are in the midst, Father God, of a nation that's in turmoil, that's in strife, that's in distress, that's angered, that's sick. We know, Father God, that you are the creator of all things, and everything is still under your control. So, Lord God, we thank you, Father God, that each person on this line is touching and agreeing in faith, Father God, that in due time, Lord God, that you will heal the land, that you will restore what's broken, Father God, that you will renew, that you will replenish, and that you will create new creatures in you. We pray, Lord God, for every lost soul right now in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that deliverance, Father God, of this show will. We thank you, Father God, that you've allowed us to join together on this show today. We thank you, Father God, for each teacher, Lord God, that you've allowed to speak and bring forth your word, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
We pray, Lord God, that you will continue, Father God, that as we ask, Father God, we know, Lord God, that you hear us. That as we seek you, we know, Father God, that you will find, that we will find. And as we knock, Lord God, we know that the door will be open. So we thank you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. And we give you all the praise. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen.
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 Don't get no other. You want to stand and sing it with us, it's okay. Church choir, you can stand right where you are. Song says, I do. Oh, no, no, yes. Let's say that again. I really do.
Yeah.
song says, oh, how excellent.
Yeah.